Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a Hemi V8 when financed. Long live the truck that's as versatile as your needs. Hurry to your local Ram dealer for this great offer during the last days of the Ram Drive and Discover event. Total values include combined cash allowance and 3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends July 5th, 2017.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features, and they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Well, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Today is Take Your Dog to Work Day. Quiet boy, a day set aside to shush. As I was saying, down boy, don't bite the microphone. Put down the mic. Bad dog, bad dog.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Conundrum coming up at 8.
Stand by for you.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu.
Obamacare is dead.
The president last night in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today, Republican senators set to unveil details of their health care bill draft.
Now, Mitch McConnell is expected to release the Senate's plan later this morning amid complaints from Democratic and many Republican senators that they don't even know the crucial details of the plan. The Washington Post this morning is reporting that McConnell's so-called draft discussion outlines a phasing out of Medicaid expansion, peeling back ACA taxes, and eliminating federal funding for Planned Parenthood.
Fox's Blake Berman. Tropical Storm Cindy making landfall early today in Louisiana. Southeast Texas also seeing heavy rains and winds as a system moves northeast. And Britain's Prince Philip is back at home at Buckingham Palace after being released from the hospital where the 96-year-old was being treated for an infection. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Thank you, Lillian. Woo!
If you're drowning in credit card debt or owe tens of thousands of dollars in taxes to the IRS, you can contact services that will practically wipe out your debt with the credit card companies and the IRS. Or you can stop buying so much crap that you don't need and actually pay off your creditors and the government like other full-grown responsible adults. That's right. Our plan for eliminating your credit card and tax debt is simple. Stop blowing tens of thousands of dollars on luxury products and impulse buys like the new iPhone or 4K Ultra HD big screen TVs that you put on your five nearly maxed out credit cards. Stop buying expensive clothes and taking exotic vacations that you simply cannot afford. Stop going out to eat at fine restaurants every weekend and cook yourself a hamburger and baked beans at home, you moron. And for the love of God, stop having so many freaking kids. Seriously, just stop. In short, grow up and stop looking for a bailout like this freeloading jerk.
A $90,000 debt settled for $45,000. To me, that's a no-brainer.
This message brought to you by people who aren't weaselly deadbeats.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
So many of us here in Central Alabama are getting a little break in between rain bands right now after some prolific rainfall, especially between about 3 and 7 a.m. this morning. Caused a lot of flooding, a lot of ponding on the roadways, and there are more spiral bent rain bands in our future. Tornado watch continues in effect. If you draw a line from like the city of Montgomery to around Andalusia, everything along that line and west of it is under a tornado watch, all right, till 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you're in the eastern counties, you're not under the watch right now, but the spin-up tornado threat will be particularly high today in some areas as these spiral rain bands come through, and these come up quickly. These are not like the the devastating spring tornadoes, but they're little spin-ups which can do damage and have killed people. And I think the threat will even get a little higher in West Alabama as the day goes on and the ground starts to heat up. So rain and thunderstorms around from time to time today. Flash flood watch continues in effect. Several counties are under flash flood warnings. High today in the low to mid 80s. Low tonight will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms not quite as numerous, with a high temperature in the upper 80s to around 90. I think tomorrow the best tornado risk would switch to the northern half of the state. And then Saturday and Sunday, some scattered showers and storms around, partly sunny, but decent coverage on the storms, 50 to 60%, especially in the afternoon and evening, and a high in the upper 80s. Then on Sunday, just a slight chance, some widely scattered thunderstorms. Sunday's looking like a drier day, with a high temperature in the upper 80s, and isolated storms Monday, small rain chance, and then mostly sunny on Tuesday. This morning, we have cloudy skies in the area. We're watching one rain band depart, but another one approaching, and now in West Alabama, that'll be coming at us a little bit later on. The temperature is 79, but the dew point is 73. Ooh. Southeast winds at 12 miles per hour here at 8 minutes after 8. Watch out for the ponding on the roadways. They could cause hydroplaning and maybe an accident. Boy, oh boy, having an accident, as you know, is obviously no fun. Hopefully you won't need MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, but if you do, take it from a guy who has used them so many times in over three decades. When you go to Montgomery Paint and Body, you can be rest assured everything's going to be fixed right. Donnie Turner and his family, including Brandon and Holly and his crew, go above and beyond the call of duty. As a matter of fact, like removing bumpers and inspecting for hidden damage, damage that you don't see. Montgomery Paint and Body, more than a body shop, it's a family business. They not only work well with the customers, they work well with the insurance companies, which have so much respect for MPB because they're straight shooters. Give them a call. Phone number's easy, 27-REC with a W, or go by and talk to them in person on East Shirley Lane, just off the Eastern Bypass, and tell them I sent you. Montgomery Paint and Body, of course, you've heard it before. They'll fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
And it was nice to have many members of the Turner family at Baumhauer's last night.
I heard that, including some of the young ones.
Yeah. I am so flattered that the Utes enjoy this show. You know, that I find that to be a great compliment. And, maybe we can make a few extra bucks and offer like drop your kid off and we could split the money.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Have some kids hang out here in the morning and, we'll make a few bucks and split the money.
The morning show daycare.
Yeah, exactly. Who wouldn't trust us?
Anybody with the same mind?
Play with the friendly doggy?
Yeah, you got Bailey the Wonder Dog here who can herd the kids together. I can't think of anything that could be more fun for a child. Since you just mentioned MPB, we should find out who might be needing them at the moment.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. An accident on 85 northbound close to Ann Street has traffic backed up from the point of the accident all the way back past Alabama State University. So if you're coming around that way, prepare to hold up for a little bit because traffic is backed up real bad right there. Everything else looks good. 85 southbound is clear. 65 north and south look okay. Don't see anything on the 31s too much. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are hanging in there, and so is Taylor Road and Vaughn Road. Bo Evans Realty is hosting the first ever Boat Up Open House on Lake Jordan on June 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. See waterfront properties while you enjoy Lake Jordan from your boat. Call Bo Evans Realty for more information, 361-4661. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURED. Presentation is made for quality legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we ready for a conundrum here?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Because we have a $20 Midtown Pizza Kitchen gift certificate to give away.
Excellent.
Yes.
Now, next week, we're doing the Nugent tickets.
Nugent ticket next week.
Are we doing the super mega fantastic always exciting pop quiz for that? Or
if you'll write that down and preserve that, what you just said on Word, yeah, we'll call it that.
KJ, super that fantastic.
Super califragilistic.
Yeah, that one.
Expialidocious.
This is something that half of adults say they do. Women much more so than men. this household...
Household thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not so much the chore as how they do it.
All right.
That's a pretty generous clue, actually.
Yeah, you really did help. So it's around the house.
Something that's, half of adults say they not only do it, but they do it this particular way.
Wait a minute. Are we making this a two-parter?
No.
No.
So we're not going to explain what this the way is? Wait, no. Just don't listen to me. I've confused myself.
Well...
You asked it.
I've been only doing these for 9 years.
I'm not questioning you. I'm questioning my brain trying to... I didn't process it through. I'm just going to sit over here.
Take that, Hayes.
I didn't,
hot coffee.
I didn't mean
You'll
it that way.
You'll find its way to your face if you don't calm down.
I did not mean it that way. I meant this is the way I decided to word it.
I'm sorry I said anything. Trust me.
Because I really it's, I like
Keep
it better.
Keep your day job.
Oh.
How come no hot coffee threat to him?
Because he's rich.
Yeah.
I'm not wealthy.
Can't throw coffee on Rich.
Can't abuse him in front of his puppy.
My child.
His child. It would He's be horrible. Talking.
Yeah, Bailey would probably, leap into
yes,
action.
Yes, she would. She would attack.
Tear off a limb. Anyway, this particular household chore, half of adults say they do it, and they do it in a particular way. What is this chore? 272-9228, and the winner gets a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. So we'll start taking calls in just 2 minutes. Don't go away. 272-9228. Let's get this thing on fire.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make or model, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36 monthly, 10,000 miles per year. Security deposit waived. $29.99 due at inception. All sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new home offers. Don't combine.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep banker's hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is Conundrum Time on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. For a $20 Midtown Pizza Kitchen gift certificate, tell us this household chore that half of adults say they do, but it's the way they do it that we need to know, okay?
We'll be on this one for days.
Well, let's find out. We can start with Brad.
You just jinxed it.
All right.
It'd be the first car.
It's pretty bad when the first thing that comes into your mind is what I'm going to say. That's how you take a test, right?
Yeah, you go with your gut instinct.
Vacuum naked.
All right, let's see if that's the winning answer. He says, vacuum naked.
Nope. That's not it.
And everybody?
I'd say
we leave it at that.
Keep it at that.
No doubt. That's not it. There is a guy who in the throes of a desperate ute.
Oh, no, don't go there either.
No, don't even start putting that picture on an Etch-A-Sketch, man. Don't paint that picture.
But you just know that.
You knew!
Joyce!
Clean from top to bottom.
Clean from top to bottom. Okay. Clean from top to bottom. From floor to roof. Not it, but it's a fine guess. Thank you for the call, Joyce. Now, that the first guess was real close. You're listening to Waiting Exhale with Whitney Hayes.
You're wanting a winner real quickly.
Yeah, if you're gonna share stuff.
It's more fun when we get a winner when Emily is here.
Uh-huh.
Don't you see? That's just my opinion.
I got you. Okay,
I've only been doing this for...
All right, so...
play the experience. 272-9228. So the first, Vacuum Naked. That was pretty good. Buddy.
What's happening, hot dog?
Hey.
Good morning. I'm going to guess.
What's happening, hot dog? Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Good morning. I'm going to guess mop.
Mop. Any particular style to that mopping? No. Buddy, I appreciate the call, though.
Have a good day.
That's a good guy right there, buddy. All right, again, the first guest was Vacuum Naked, and that was very warm. So keep thinking along those lines. Flavor.
Is it replacing the toilet paper roll with the roll over the top?
Replacing. Oh, like where you just set it on top of the other one?
That's the peak of laziness. But thank you for the call. You know... I've been in this building for 12 years, Jay, a little bit longer, and I can tell you for a fact that the cleaning folk put a fresh roll out in case the one on the spool runs
right.
out.
Correct.
Guys slop around, so the new roll of toilet paper, the bottom part of it gets wet.
Yeah.
And then you'll walk in, and it'll still be sitting there, but the cardboard roll from the previous roll is on the thing, and nobody has managed to take that. It's such a task.
Yeah.
Because you got to pull the spring in a little bit, you know, to remove the old one to put the new one on.
Or the paper towels, too, up there. Yeah. Same difference.
In the ladies' room, that's never an issue. The guys' room looks like a Hess station on a turnpike. The ladies' room here is so... Oh, it's frilly. There's no stains on the floor. It's like... I think somebody here...
Who's this?
I'm not making this up. I think somebody here got there at Home Depot and turned it on to spray. Let's go to Robin.
Hey there. Wash clothes and hang them dry.
All right. Wash clothes. Hang them dry. Wasn't that a Clint Eastwood Western?
It was. Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good and the bad and the fugly. Let's go to Rex.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
How are you, man? What is it? We've actually gotten colder with each guest. The first guest was Vacuum Naked. So let me go back to that first guest. That was the best so far. What's your guess?
I'm going to say clean the shower while you're bathing.
I go to Rich for this.
I would say we can, what do you think? I think that's...
I can't remember the answer. I think it's close to that, though.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's close enough.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Because think about how you bathe.
I don't know how you bathe.
You win!
Flawless victory.
Yay!
What we were specifically hoping for was wash the shower naked, but you said while you bathe and... And we assume that you bathe naked.
That would be correct.
Okay, glad to know we didn't make a giant leap with that.
I wear a bathing suit.
and a shower cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you won $20 gift certificate at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Hooray!
Well, thank you. I'll enjoy it.
And if you'll just hang on, Jay will take your information and we'll set you up.
This is gone.
She's gone.
Well, my baby's done gone away.
Goodbye. So long. Farewell. Au
missing you.
We meet again.
Brent Whiskey was gone.
Elvis has left the building.
By the way, my boys are over at Montgomery Veterinary. I wanted to show you that picture of Hershey.
I like that.
That was about 5 years ago, I think. And he knew where he was. He wanted out, so he climbed up on my shoulder. And I thought, maybe I can get a picture. I didn't mean to look quite that serious.
You look very serious.
But I'm capable of that. That's why I learned the secret to survival in South Florida is to look crazier than the person that's menacing you.
That's life.
I think that's New York City.
I'm capable of doing that, you know.
Well, let me go.
Right. Have a great day. Say hi to the Godfather. Give her love.
I know a dog that needs relief, too. Here.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Don't forget that important message about spaying and neutering, too. Hey, we've got the lounge singer back with news today. We also have news of the weird in our Morning Maroon nominees.
All right.
Yeah. We'll have a look at traffic in just a second. This kind of weather, this relentless rain, rainy day after rainy day, some of you may be walking about your home like I was innocently a few years ago, and you'll notice a spot in the ceiling. And you're, you know, and it's understandable. Your first reaction to that,
it's the end of the world.
Because you think, oh no, I've got to replace the roof. Well, you might call a company and they'll tell you, yeah, that's what you got to do, because they have no integrity and no reputation. They're not a member of the Business Bureau, Better Business Bureau, or anything else. And they'll come out and say, yeah, they'll give you an estimate and they'll demand 20% up front. And then they skip town with your dough. And it happens to people all the time, especially when an area's been hit with damaging weather. That's when they move in. It's creepy beyond belief. So for honest diagnosis of any issue that might involve your roof, call Jones Brothers. That's how they've been around for over seven decades now, because they don't play those games. They have, you mentioned the word integrity. I don't know that anybody could out integrity Jones Brothers for any type of roofing project or home improvements, like replacement windows that are energy efficient. Doors, that's what they did for us. They replaced the frame. We got a new interior door and a screen door. And then they painted everything to match the interior of the kitchen, and it was just an amazingly perfect job. And they also do enclosures. And they, if you want to enclose a room or an area outside your house and turn it into an additional indoor space, they now have a material that reflects the heat back into the sky. So a ceiling fan or even a floor fan will keep that a usable space throughout the year. So call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. Better yet, browse their portfolio of accomplishment. It's rather extensive. At jbroof.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just had a caller tell me that that accident on 85 northbound is in front of Jackson Hospital, and it's got traffic backed up almost to the interchange, so that's going to be a no-go right there. Find yourself an alternate route to get around that traffic. Everything else looking really good, though. Don't see anything on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. The rest of 85 looks okay. 65's running along pretty well, and we don't see anything on the 31s at the moment. Reinhardt Toyota has special pricing that's only available on the lot. Check out their front row specials with purchase prices on the cars. The savings are incredible right now at Reinhardt Toyota. They'll be there for you until 8 p.m. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURE.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look. Some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your real estate minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the 5 P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm a news reporter, and that means my smile always has to be camera ready. That's why I have dental coverage through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. Blue Cross has taken care of me for years. They have great dental plans, and enrolling is easy.
With an individual or family dental plan from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, you're guaranteed coverage. And your benefits include routine exams, cleanings, and x-rays. Our individual dental coverage starts at just $21 a month. That's a lot to smile about. So go to alabamablue.com/greatsmile and enroll today.
When it comes to taking care of my smile, I trust Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama.
Learn more about dental coverage starting at $21 a month at alabamablue.com/greatsmile. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tonight on HLN, it's Forensic Files, then Forensic Files, followed by Forensic Files, then a whodunit on Forensic Files. Then it's Nancy Grace, making wrong assumptions 9 out of 10 times.
You know what? Cut his mic.
And showing the same 15-second loop of video over and over and over.
Grainy surveillance video emerges. Mommy shopping just before baby Lisa vanishes.
Then it's Forensic Files, followed by many more Forensic Files. Tonight on HLN, which used to stand for Headline News 24/7, but now means, heck, let's not.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news.
News of the weird.
I'm your news of the weird correspondent, Greg Goodell. The news may be weird, but it's true, and occasionally weird news can be useful. You may have noticed that we did at our house, in fact, Randy Burkhalter, who we'll talk to in a minute, identified the problem. There is a giant outbreak of gnats. Gnats, G-N-A-T.
Not gnats.
which coincidentally rhymes with
not that.
Here's more.
This portion of summer is brought to you by gnats. You know, those little things that kind of float around you while you're at the park or riding your bike or walking the dog. And they don't bite like a mosquito, and they're not as big as a fly, but flies are obnoxious and so are mosquitoes. But I'm talking about gnats. You know, there's like a swarm of them, and you start swatting the air around you, but you're the only one who can see them, and everyone else looks at you like you're doing some sort of high-speed Tai Chi or crazy crack ninja. And there's really nothing you can do but keep walking, and you hope that they don't fly in your pie hole or up your nose. Gnats, because birds and bats need food too.
Yeah, all the wet weather is not going to help that problem.
Mm-mm.
Thanks to Rick Walker in the traffic dungeon, our alert listeners who were witness to it on Atlanta Highway, and then Baron Coleman following up the next morning, because for some reason the local news did not want you to know about the purse snatching that occurred at Target and the high-speed chase, the cars that were damaged and all of that. They'd rather keep us ignorant so we don't know what to look for, that we're not on our toes at all times no matter what part of town we're in. They did the same thing in Chicago. When there's something on Michigan Avenue, somebody gets robbed, they try to bury it so people aren't afraid.
I was going to say, was that for tourism, or what was the reason on
that's
that?
It. Well, here, they don't want people freaking out and moving away, whatever, you know. But I actually would respect more being informed. And, yeah, you know, here's what happened. When you go to this part of town, whatever it is, be on alert. On the other hand, there's this story from North Carolina where a guy's been arrested after he kidnapped a family at gunpoint and forced them to take him to Target.
This vehicle's going to Target.
That's right.
There's a sale at Penny's.
We're talking about a whole family here. A 29-year-old guy named Rollin Anthony Owens knocked on the door of a house asking for money. A resident gave him money, but police say he then used a gun to force the family, a man, woman, two kids, out of the house into their vehicle. He made the driver take him to a convenience store, then Target, where police say he forced them to buy bags of clothing and gift cards. While in the store, one of the victims managed to get an employee to help, and he never made it out of the parking lot, but gee.
He didn't think about that part?
Yeah.
They might tell somebody inside the store?
You don't know what goes through their minds, but the family handled it right, and everybody was safe, nobody hurt. If you had been ahead of the curve and bought one of Apple's first computers, the Apple One Personal, first built in 1976, one of those was auctioned off for $355,000.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go back and see if I still got my Hewlett-Packard.
What would you have paid for it back then, though?
$355,000.
What was the name of the product again? Apple what?
It was priced at $666.66.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you got here? Isn't that the Apple One?
Oh, this predates Apple. I mean, come on. They didn't know what an Apple was when they built this thing. Are you
kidding? A hamster's still running that one.
That's right. And we fed it. They have us go off the air in the middle of the show. We hear all this stuff about hacking.
He's just hanging on a bone. He got it up.
But CIA contractors were fired after it was learned they had stolen $3,324.40 worth of vending machine snacks between the fall of 2012 and the spring of 2013. They were taught how to fool the office vending machines into giving them freebies by using a plan that they had devised, according to the Office of the Inspector General. That's the person in the government who is non-political, is supposed to report this kind of activity. Vending machine hacking. That's the CIA using their wisdom for the
There used to be ways to, not necessarily hack, but get into, like, the menu system of the vending machines. Some of the digital ones. This is going back like maybe 10 years ago, where a certain combination of the buttons that you would press would then unlock the menu. And then you could set prices and change things up and all this other stuff. But they have completely gotten rid of all of that. You can't do anything on the outside of the machine anymore. You have to unlock it,
get in,
and then get in.
And then plug in.
This could be the next big fad, guys. It's called beer yoga.
Beer yogurt?
Yoga.
Okay.
Yeah, hosted by, it's starting to catch on in England. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're doing it at a pub, which makes the beer very convenient to get.
Okay.
But the teacher, Guzelle Mursalimova, says that the beer helps the participant relax a little bit more so they can assume the position.
I see.
Do we have, I used to have that audio. I don't have it now. Let's see. Here's how, you know, sometimes people hide a few bucks around the house, whatever. Here's a couple in Ohio that accidentally dropped off $100,000 at a Goodwill store. An employee at the Zanesville, you familiar with that area?
Zanesville, Ohio? Sure. It's East Central Ohio.
The money was found in a duffel bag in a box full of clothes, according to the manager of the store. The lady who dropped it off had asked for a receipt, so they knew they were able to track down the donor. She was unaware that the cash she and her husband had saved to buy a home was even missing. The husband said he withdrew the money from the bank and put it in the trunk of their car where he figured it'd be safe, not knowing his wife was going to go. But let's get rid of this old duffel bag while we're at it. That's, You just imagine, you know, I mean, if you lose 10, 20 bucks, you get a knot in your stomach. But 100 grand, man, I got a little bit lucky on that.
Always upsets me.
See if there was anything else. The number one thing that Americans want to do on vacation this year is nothing.
Really?
Just relax.
Like
yes.
A staycation.
Best and worst states for summer road trips. Top 10 states for road trips include Oregon, Utah, Washington, North Carolina. That is a fun place to drive. Louisiana, Texas, Nevada, Minnesota, California, and Colorado. Worst states.
I want to hear this.
Connecticut.
Yeah, okay.
Roads there are a problem. Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi.
Well.
Pennsylvania. I've driven across Pennsylvania.
It's huge.
It really is.
A lot of rolling, beautiful countryside, though.
That's a whole long story because I was a dummy. I thought I'd fly into Pittsburgh to go to my daughter's summer camp, not realizing that it was on the other side of the state. 5-hour drive to get there.
Pennsylvania Turnpike is so endlessly long. Jeez.
North Dakota, which is just boring. Delaware, Arkansas, Kansas, New Jersey, and Montana. This is kind of an interesting solution to a situation with company dress codes.
Mm-hmm.
20-year-old man named Joey Barge from Buckinghamshire, England, wore shorts to work at a call center that he works at Monday. Heat wave going on there.
Mm-hmm.
His boss sent him home and said, can't wear shorts under the company dress code. So we went home and changed into a dress.
Mm.
Because dresses are allowed.
Oh.
The boss has kind of understood the protest. They did not fire him or punish him. They did send out an email announcing that men could wear shorts. So that's one of those things where it worked out real well.
And that was, where was that at?
It's in England.
Buckinghamshire.
Yeah, they're having, they're having an England there. They're having a hot wave there.
Yeah.
Or a heat wave.
All through Europe and Asia, too.
And I know it's always hot there, but apparently Phoenix, Arizona, is having a massive...
Las Vegas broke their record highs a couple of times this week, and Phoenix...
they had to shut down the airport in Phoenix.
They have planes that can't fly
can't
in hot
fly
weather.
In that kind of heat, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, I've been there. I've been to Needles, California, mm-hmm. with my Aunt Lillian.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, we had stopped somewhere, because it was July 3rd we were traveling. And we were walking back out to the car, and I reached for the door handle. She says, don't touch that. You'll fry your hand.
Exactly.
And, 119 degrees.
Death Valley, 122 the other day.
This is going to come as such a shock, it deserves the bulletin sounder.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
According to a study, married men gain more weight than single men.
That's probably true.
They studied more than 8,700 men and found out that married guys weighed an average of 3.5 pounds more than single guys. But there's a diet.
Hey, married men. Have you packed on the pounds since you tied the knot?
Yeah.
It's proven that married men weigh more than single men. So, have we got the diet plan for you?
divorce.
Yeah.
File for divorce and you'll instantly lose about 145 pounds of ugly fat.
Hey, I do not weigh that much.
Give or take. With divorce, you can eat last night's pizza for breakfast, skip lunch, and go out with your friends for dinner.
Yeah.
And best of all, divorce is affordable. It only costs about half of everything you own.
Yeah?
Get back the body of a bachelor with divorce.
Let's follow up News of the Weird with Weather of the Weird.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I started covering tornado warnings at 1 o'clock this morning. There were a glut of tornado warnings early. Lately, knock on whatever this surface is, there haven't been any spin-up tornado warnings. However, we expect some today, especially as the heat of the day now starts. As the ground heats up, we think there will be some spin-up tornado warnings. Flash flood watch continues in effect. Tornado watch continues in effect for most of us. Well, anywhere from Montgomery and Crenshaw County on westward all the way to the Mississippi line till 1 o'clock this afternoon, and there may be additional watches after that. High today will be in the low to mid-80s easy. We're already in the upper 70s and very humid. Tonight's low in the low 70s. Rain and thunderstorms at times, and rainfall could be locally heavy in spots. There have been flash flood warnings in several counties this morning. In fact, a few continue. The closest one, Lowndes County, still under a flash flood warning, and there have been some roads closed in Lowndes County, too. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, not quite as numerous, high in the upper 80s to around 90. The best risk of spin-up tornadoes from Cindy tomorrow will be across the northern counties of the state. And then on Saturday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, about 50 to 60% coverage. That's decent, high in the upper 80s. Then smaller rain chances as we get into Sunday and Monday. Well, this morning, we're looking at the radar here. We're seeing these spiral rain bands from Cindy. Right now, the most prominent ones I'm seeing, southeast Alabama, then it arcs around to around Auburn. That's spiral rain band number one. There's two more spiral rain bands going through the western counties right now. All of these are rotating counterclockwise as they go through the state, so we'll be watching very carefully for additional warnings as the day goes on. Cloudy skies right now. Temperature 79. Southeast winds at 12 miles per hour at 844.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
All right, we have a couple of calls. Smoke a notice.
Hey, good morning, Greg, Rich, and great Scott, Jay.
What's up?
Look, man, I know you got Mr. Burkhalter coming in just a little bit, and I had a question I would like, or at least a topic I'd like you to speak with him about.
Sure.
Okay, my tomatoes are splitting open. I think it is from the excessive amount of water they're getting now.
Could be.
And I'm just curious what he thinks about it, if there's anything that might be done for it.
I will ask. I have not seen my tomatoes in 2 days because if I walked out there now, I would sink into the ground. So,
well,
I'll be happy to ask.
Thank you. I hope you're not suffering the same problem there, Greg.
All righty. David, good morning to you.
You just asked my question. I was going to ask you, how's your garden in this rain?
Well, I've harvested a ton of great tomatoes.
Yes,
and
you have.
Cucumbers and squash, but I'm going to need pontoons to walk out there today.
Fortunately, I have a raised bed garden, so it's, you know, got good drainage and surviving well. And if it wasn't for those raised beds in my backyard acting as kind of ways to break up the water flowing through my backyard, I probably wouldn't have a backyard.
I bet.
So I got another 4.5 inches of rain at my house.
Whoa.
in the last 48 hours. So.
Where's that at?
Right over in Lee Oaks by Lee High School.
Wow, 4.5 inches in that part of town? See,
yep.
Greg and I have had less than that at our locations, so that's pretty interesting. The airport's had 2.52. So wait a minute, Greg.
We've had 1.82.
1.82, but I had 0.43 yesterday.
Yeah, so, is the 24-hour total.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's 24-hour total?
Right. I believe so, yes.
Yeah, mine's over, you know, the past
since noon
day,
yesterday.
So.
Since noon, all right. All right, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've had 4.5 over about 48 hours.
I tell you what, and obviously we're not done. The current rain band, which drenched us from about 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., has moved off, but there are two more waiting to come in its place, so get ready. Yeah.
And David, I still got to talk to you about what you do, okay? I know. I had that coming.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, you guys have a great,
all right,
great
see day. Later.
Thanks. He's a good guy. It's 8:46. Brian Jewelry in Prattville. You know, we've kind of worked our way through the benchmark holidays from Christmas to Valentine's Day, and then Mother's Day and Father's Day, and we kind of have a little dry spell here. But there are always birthdays, anniversaries, and other occasions to celebrate, including those of you who are planning to pop the question. They have at BrianJewelry.com a price match guarantee. They will beat any advertised price on any item that they carry, including diamonds, and you can do it online. Request a price match at BrianJewelry.com. Excuse me. They also have a little members club, which is a great value because if you spend $200 or more, you'll get $100 off your purchase. That's just for starters. When you're in the store and their new building, their freestanding building, which has been open for some time now, has everything, including a showcase of great jewelry, first-rate jewelry, celebrating the greatest rivalry in sports, so you can easily find a great gift there as well. Brian Jewelry, with 63 years and three generations of experience, the perfect people to see when you're desperate for an idea or you want something created from scratch, because they can do that too. And if you buy a watch or anything, you get free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. And at Brian Jewelry, if you're watch needs a new battery, they can change that there too. Those are the skills they bring to the table as professional jewelers, but their prices are very, very competitive. Go to BrianJewelry.com or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic as we line things up this morning. Everything looking really good. Don't see anything as far as accidents go on the interstate systems or any of the other major roadways. It's not raining at the moment, but there is another front coming through, so be careful this afternoon when you start riding around. We'll be back this afternoon to get you home safe. Get everything for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, Shoe Carnival, Cato, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, the McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Engine in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-ENGINE.
Is made. The quality of legal services to the performance is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new home offers. Don't combine.
It happens every summer. Movie buffs line up for the opportunity to see a star-studded blockbuster. Meanwhile, car buffs line up for the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the eye-catching CLA. Mercedes-Benz sportiness and design at a jaw-dropping price. Lease the 2017 CLA 254-Matic for just $359 a month for 36 months with $3,753 due at signing. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
A monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Get ready to taste some sweet ear candy.
Today is Thursday.
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
Thursday.
Thursday.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
It sure is a swell show you're putting on for the folks.
It's a very dynamic, smart, thoughtful group of people.
Shay, what?
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
It's time for the Shive.
When I hear those kids do that, I feel like our head should start spinning. We're going to do our morning maroon with Randy Burkhalter here. But, Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi. I just wanted to ask Rich a question, if it's all right.
Sure. Of course.
Let's get him.
let me see. Can you have a tornado without there being a supercell? And what constitutes a supercell?
First of all, in order to have a tornado, there must be a thunderstorm present. A supercell is a kind of a supercharged thunderstorm, if you will. And very often a supercell is by itself. In other words, it's not in a line of storms. Do you follow me? It's kind of a lone storm, and it has good inflow in it, which allows it to flourish and become a stronger storm. Usually supercells are not inside of a line of storms.
So just a plain old everyday thunderstorm can produce a tornado.
Right. That's true. But it's complicated beyond that, in that there has to be a different flow of winds at different levels of the atmosphere, and it really gets complicated. But you have to have a thunderstorm to have a tornado.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
We appreciate
the show today. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. We try. Thank you very much. Former Secretary of State Jean Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You have a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us as part of the panel of judge is our friend Randy Burkhalter.
Judge.
I don't know why I'm rushing. That's what happens when you're in a big hurry, and I'm really not in a big hurry.
Hey, Randy, guys. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good to have you with us. Our nominees today, it's not a particularly spectacular group. We have a guy who went to shoplift. He did his Christmas shoplifting early at a Walmart in Fort Worth. Shoplifted 4 DVDs, including the Lego Batman movie. When he walks outside, he was immediately ambushed by an off-duty cop who was dressed as Batman as part of Walmart's community outreach to kids that day.
That's what you call irony.
Yeah, I know. I just like the story. We have a 23-year-old woman who lives in Canada, eh? We're not too clear on the details, but she and her boyfriend had an argument, and it ended with her bashing him over the head with the one thing every single guy has laying around, his George Foreman grill. She also tried to break the TV with the grill and grabbed a pair of scissors at one point. When the police got there, he was still bleeding from a few cuts. She has pled guilty and will be spending 60 days in jail. And then from Australia, or rather Austria, excuse me, a suspected thief. You got to put some thought into your getaway outfit so people can't easily identify you. This man took a watch and money from a Vienna hotel after climbing through a window. He was seen in the lobby of the hotel before climbing onto the roof. Firefighters with a rescue net were called to the scene, but he was easily identified because he conducted the entire thing stark naked. So
that's where you stand.
Nobody's going to notice you, you know, if you commit a crime naked. So it's a weird group today, but who do you like the best?
What do you think, Randy?
Naked guy.
Naked boy?
Naked guy.
Yeah, yeah. Very, stupid and obviously a little thought put into the getaway costume. So we'll give it to him.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Randy, we had a call from Otis, one of our listeners, who says that his tomatoes are starting to split. Could this be due to all the rain?
It can be due to that, no doubt. It's a possibility. Particularly when we have this much rain. I'll tell you something else that goes on. It's a little complicated, but not too bad. Rich, you were talking about the thunderstorms and all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we get this much rain, there's funny things that happen with nitrogen. Now, let me tell you about nitrogen. Nitrogen is the first number in all the fertilizers. Triple 13 has 13% nitrogen. It's the first number. What nitrogen does is it has a lot to do with chlorophyll, makes grass very green, and it also produces vegetative growth. For most people that want a nice lawn, those are good things. What happens with nitrogen when we get a lot of rain? If you have sandy soils that drain very easily, nitrogen is easily leached below the root zone, which prevents the grass from using it. Or, and this is the thing that can happen now when we get this much rain. When you have standing water in a yard, saturated soil, there's a process that occurs called denitrification, which happens due to the lack of oxygen in the soil. Nitrogen somehow reverts back to its gaseous form. That's for you chemistry buff, that's N2, little subscript 2. And guess what?
The
gas is much lighter than air, so up it goes.
The teacher in you is coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what happens now, if you have sandy soil, nitrogen's probably gone. The devil's yard looks good. By now it's turning green.
Mm.
But sure enough, if you have a saturated soil, nitrogen reverts to its gaseous form, and up it goes. So the moral of the story, a lot of rain, you're probably going to want to, we usually say, hey, reapply fertilizer in 6-8 weeks from your last application. That is totally out the window now. So,
well, I want everybody to know the tomato plants I got at Prattville Farm Center were prodigious producers and still continue to produce. And everything you need to plant a garden, whether it's flowers or you want to grow some vegetables, is not only available to Prattville Farm Center, but the wisdom on how to plant it properly. I followed his instructions and just unbelievable abundance. And then we heard reports of snakes in the neighborhood. Well, they sell snake away at Prattville Farm Center. I get my shampoo there. It is the giant Drucker store of the preferred community. And not only do they have the products, tools, big equestrian section, they have everything there. You get this expertise that you just heard from Mr. Burkhalter here. And we thank you for it. Randy, can you give us your location, please?
Yes, sir. We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, and that's about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's. We're on the right-hand side, kind of off down the hole. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. And Sunday, we're going to be in church.
All right, say hello to that lovely